Our whole life as a child, we were roadside. And social workers only came for one thing. If kids weren't at education, they'd take the kids. We've learnt our whole life that social workers are just there for taking kids and that's it. No help, no support, no nothing. So we grew up with all that in our life. Now, I've had meetings in the past with social worker groups and the view they have on the travelling community, English and Irish. I just couldn't believe it. They basically said that travelling people have no right to healthcare, no social care and no education, and that's not true. And that in the view that they have, so before, if they're getting called out to a family from either an English or Irish community, from the travelling community, they go with that in their head anyway. So it's not a good start, is it? They might think that you live in poor conditions because you're in trailers and whatnot. But until you're there and you can see these people need help, they're not bad people. They don't live in a bad way. They're clean and whatever. Like, just be open-minded and willing to listen, see what's what before making a judgment, before you even get there, and then assess the situation. When you're in hospital situation, you may talk to multiple different professionals in there, and every time you have to explain who you are, why you're there. Yes, this is my wife, this is my daughter, I'm here for this. It is a bit tiring. Some of them got straight away and was fine with it. Some questioned it, and it's a bit embarrassing when the people find it strange and don't want to compare. You have to persist because you've got no choice. You can tell the healthcare care professional isn't going to take you into a consultation. But maybe just take the time to ask, why are you there? Is there a reason why you have so many family members? If there isn't, then yeah, you can ask them to kindly leave. They may just be there to show respect or, you know, whatever it may be. But 9 times out of 10, there will be a reason why you have multiple people in that room, which again, I know it's not great for them because they just want to deal with the patient and that's it. If you want to know something, just ask the question because we just need to know what's wrong with them. We need them certain so then we can carry on with getting them better or looking after them.